And this is what that judge said when he pronounced my sentence. "Mr. Armstrong, stand up." And I did. And he said, "With a finding of a jury of your peers, they have found you guilty." And I'm standing there looking at him saying, how in the world can he say this out of his mouth? And he kept talking. He said, "I sentence you to the Department of Corrections for the rest of your natural life." I was standing real tall when he told me to stand up. But when that man pronounced that sentence, my right knee buckled. Next thing you know, I'm being cuffed and locked away. I'm sitting up in prison with a natural life sentence and don't know why. That was when Judge Joseph Turner said to me the same thing that Judge Freeman had said 17 and a half years prior to. "Mr. Armstrong, stand up." And when I stood up, so did Professor Teresa Newman and Attorney David Pisco. And the three of us stood there. And he said to me, "Mr. Armstrong," he says, "today I was in the back room getting dressed. Another colleague of mine, another judge, said, 'Judge, so you got that Armstrong case today?' He said, 'I do.' He said, 'What do you think?' He said, 'What I think is, today I prayed that we were going to do justice in my courtroom.' He said, 'But sir, I pray that every morning. But the thing is, I never really know if we did justice or not. However, today I know we're going to do justice.' He says, 'And I've been in this profession for 25 years of not knowing. But however, today we're going to do justice. And sir, we're going to set you free.'